AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A federal judge in Houston denies the Justice Department request to lift a temporary hold on the president's executive action that sought to shield millions of immigrants from deportation. That preliminary injunction had been requested by 26 states. The U.S. government wants it lifted, allowing President Obama's action to proceed while it appeals the judge's ruling to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court in New Orleans. A white South Carolina police officer is charged with murder in the weekend shooting death of a black motorist after a traffic stop. The charges were filed after a video of the shooting was released to news media outlets, showing Officer Michael Thomas Slager firing 8 shots at the man's back as he's running away. Anthony Scott says his brother Walter did not deserve to die.
I don't think that all police officers are bad cops, but there are some bad ones out there. And I don't want to see anyone get shot down the way that my brother got shot down.
Voters in Missouri's third largest city of Springfield voted Tuesday to repeal an ordinance that provided protection against discrimination in housing and hiring based on sexual orientation and gender identity. 2 black candidates are among 3 people elected to the Ferguson City Council. That triples African-American representation in the St. Louis suburb, where poor race relations have been a focal point since the August shooting death of an 18-year-old black by a white police officer. Ferguson resident Cherilyn Washington says this was as important as the protests that followed the shooting.
This is where we began, not out there in the streets and doing what they were doing, but right here. They need to be voting and putting the people in position to make the change and make the decisions that need to be made.
Big fire in the Westlake District of Los Angeles. Flames engulfed the top of a 6-story building that houses different businesses. Firefighters had to rescue one person from upper floors. This is AP Radio News. Jurors have started their deliberations in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez after his lawyer acknowledged for the first time that his client was at the scene of the killing and saw it happen. But he described Hernandez as a kid who simply didn't know what to do. It's a three-peat for the women of UConn, the Huskies beating Notre Dame 63-53 for their 3rd straight championship and 10th overall, tying Arima with John Wooden for the most titles in college basketball. Connecticut forward, Kayleen Muscada Lewis.
I had in the back of my mind that, you know, we wanted to go out with a national championship and being able to hold that trophy up at the end of the game and end my senior year the way I wanted to and, you know, the way any, you know, basketball player wants to was amazing.
The spring storm that's been dousing Northern California has arrived in Southern California. Light rain, but necessary rainfall across a region dealing with drought. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.